Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
One of my memories of growing up was the trip to my grandmother's house, two doors down from Mrs. Schumann's house. That's where I took piano lessons. Among the pool of memories, I will always treasure the platter of oatmeal cookies in my memory, which grandmother always had available. After I married, one day I asked grandmother for the recipe. "Well," she said, "you take about a cup of oatmeal and a couple tablespoons of this and a pinch of that and so forth." There was no recipe, no precise measurements. She had had years of experience and knew exactly what mix was necessary to produce cookies that were marvelous, batch after batch. A recipe for your marriage is much like the one my grandmother had for oatmeal cookies. The success or failure depends entirely on what you put into it and in the right amounts. Leave out an ingredient or use too little of it, and it's just not the same. In developing a recipe for marriage, let's start with the mixing bowl of faith, which is foundational to all of the relationships that take place in your home. It's a proven fact. Leave God out of your marriage and home, and you're headed for trouble. You're a composite of the emotional, the physical, and the spiritual. Thus, without God, you will never communicate at the same level or relate to each other in the same manner. The first ingredient that goes into the mixing bowl is the flour of commitment. Nothing is more basic than flour, and in marriage, nothing is more fundamental and important than commitment. Sadly, lacking in many marriages is the kind of commitment that was pledged at a marriage altar, "Till death us do part." Commitment means God brought us together, and come hell or high water, some way, somehow, we're going to get through this problem. To the flour of commitment, add the oil of communication. Effective communication is the mutual exchange of ideas, thoughts, attitude, information, and feeling. It's a prerequisite to real love, and without it, your love withers and dies. Before I can love you, I've got to get to know you. And if I can't communicate with you, love will wither and die. Get the picture? Commitment precedes love. Because if you're not committed to a marriage, when difficulty comes, you don't care enough to try to communicate. Now add the ingredient of love, which is like the sugar in the cookies. Though we talk so much of love, it's tough to define. It's better understood when you're on the receiving end of this commitment to care. In tennis, love means nothing. In marriage, it means everything. No wonder Paul wrote, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church," and that should be enough love to satisfy any woman. Another ingredient that allows both marriages and what you put in the oven to come out successfully is the baking powder of forgiveness. Leave baking powder out of an oatmeal cookie, you got a tough, flat little wafer. And apart from forgiveness in marriage, it is apt to collapse in the time of stress. Simply put, forgiveness means I give up my right to hurt you because you hurt me. Now add the eggs of meeting each other's needs. In baking, eggs bind the ingredients together, and meeting each other's needs keeps temptation away and adds joy to a relationship.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.